Republican Donald Trump has tweeted the announcement of his vice presidential running mate today. It is Indiana Republican Governor Mike Pence. Trump's pick of Pence comes just in time for the kickoff of the Republican convention in Cleveland. Trump has also released a slate of speakers at next week's convention, and the lineup is conspicuous for its lack of high-profile politicians and celebrities and even sports figures. Also distinguished by their absence, major donors and corporations. In the past, they've contributed money, goods, and services to the GOP convention. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll joins us to talk about the no-show sponsors. Hi, John.
Hi, Lisa.
First off, why is this happening?
Well, part of it is the trick-or-treat nature of Donald Trump's candidacy. He's such an unknown that a number of corporations don't want to take a chance that something would go sideways at this convention. But part of it is also the possibility of protests and some kind of backlash from that. And there have been a number of activist groups who've put pressure on potential sponsors not to contribute to the convention.
Which sounds like it's working then.
An activist group called Color of Change says that 15 companies have declined to sponsor because of the pressure they put on them. They especially went after Coca-Cola, which is normally a big sponsor. They had given money last year to the host committees, but they say they're not doing anything more this year.
And, a lot of money, $75,000.
$75,000. But, I mean, normally they would give in the high six figures. So this is symptomatic of what's happening out there in terms of corporations' reluctance to get involved in this convention.
Who are some of the other holdouts?
Some of the other holdouts, you have a number of Wall Street firms. Well, Apple is one big one. You have a number of Wall Street firms like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America. J.P. Morgan Chase is doing something that a number of people are thinking about doing, which is they gave money to charity. They gave $300,000 to nonprofits in Cleveland and Philadelphia and sort of linked it to the convention, but basically targeted it for youth summer employment.
So some former sponsors then are providing services, but no actual money. Is that effective in helping them keep the lower profile they apparently want?
To some degree. I mean, Microsoft is not giving any money. They're providing tech support. Facebook is providing financial support and other support. Google is going to be the live stream provider. But there are other ways to sort of keep a lower profile. One of them is you can sponsor a delegation. So you're not directly contributing to the convention. You're sort of around the edges of it.
And what does that mean to sponsor a delegation? Does it mean that they're paying actually for the way for the delegates to get there.
Right, right. Yeah. They're contributing to the cost of sending a state delegation. There are parties, there are events that they can have that are not necessarily directly linked to the convention, but are convention related. So there's a lot of sort of tinkering around the edges in terms of trying to have a presence there, but not have a high profile presence just in case.
We should be fair here because there are some companies, UPS and Hewlett-Packard and Ford, that are skipping both Democratic and Republican conventions. Why is that? Why would they choose to bow out on both?
Well, partly because both of them have the potential for protest. Both of them have the potential for controversy. And I think that there's more baggage attached to these candidates this time around, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both. And I think that corporations, they're risk averse. They don't really want to get involved in something that might backfire on them. You see a number of lobbyists who are not contributing. Normally they do. But if their clients aren't there, the lobbyists aren't going there either. And one big group that has not contributed so far to the GOP convention is major Jewish donors. The Republican Jewish Coalition back in 2012 at this point had given $16 million to Mitt Romney. The members of the coalition have given virtually nothing to Donald Trump. So this is a problem for him all around because of his positions. His trade position sours him with Wall Street and with a number of lobbyists. The whole Mexican wall thing doesn't play for a lot of people. His positions are such that people, especially corporations, do not want to be associated with him.
Is something similar happening on the Democratic side?
It's a little harder to figure out what's happening on the Democratic side. It's a little closer to the vest. But I think both conventions are suffering from the fact that in 2014, Congress stopped federal funding for the convention. For 40 years now, they've given $15, $18 million to each convention. That money has dried up. So they're trying to make up for that money. And in many cases, cases, they're really struggling.
So how much is this affecting the two parties then?
The Republicans, for instance, the convention is going to cost them about $64 million. They're about $6 million short now. And I think that some of the money has dried up. Some of the pledges that they had have dried up since Donald Trump became the presumptive nominee. They haven't raised very much money since April. So this is a problem for them and a shortfall that they've got to somehow deal with.
So there was a letter I know from Politico that came out about one way that the Republican committee is asking for money or trying to make up the difference.
Right. They sent a letter to Sheldon and Miriam Adelson. Sheldon Adelson is a
wealthy
casino
man.
Yeah, billionaire casino magnate. And they asked the couple for $6 million. Now, Sheldon Adelson has said he will support Donald Trump. He ponied up $100 million in 2012 to support Mitt Romney. So I think that that he might be a source, but that shows how sort of the level of desperation that the Republicans have, that they're going out and saying, please give us $6 million so that we can balance the books.
John Carroll, thank you.
Thank you.